Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a summer day, interior Alaska is alive with birds and animals going about their business, finding food and raising young. But winter is a different story. Birds and animals in Alaska need to cope with cold weather, short days, and scarce food. Ducks, geese, and many songbirds cope by leaving. They migrate south to warmer places for the winter and return in the spring. Deer and moose don't migrate south, but they do adapt. Their digestive systems adjust to a marginally nutritious, low-calorie winter diet of twigs and woody stems. Red squirrels eat the seeds, mushrooms, and cones they spent the summer collecting and storing in hidden caches. They're active all winter, in part defending their caches from other squirrels. And then they're the ones that cope with winter by hibernating. Marmots, active all summer, settle down in their underground dens to hibernate in late September or early October and actually spend about two-thirds of their lives hibernating. Like their cousins, Arctic ground squirrels, they hibernate in a deep torpor. They lower their body temperature close to freezing and slow their breathing and heart rate to just a few beats or breaths per minute. Bats hibernate in colonies called hibernacula. And then there are the most famous hibernators, the bears. Bears live off stored body fat while they sleep and lose about one-third of their body weight during hibernation. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.